Well, the Dolphins' schedule was released, and I've always looked forward to football season, and I've always lived my life waiting for this thing to be released. You know that?
Before you could schedule the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife said, oh, thank goodness I can schedule the rest of your life, she said to me last night. Dolphins have a brutal month of December, as Manny pointed out earlier. They have back-to-back-to-back games against the Niners and Chargers and Bills on the road. And they come home on Thanksgiving, or excuse me, on Christmas Day to play the Packers, then go to New England to play the Patriots. I mean, it's all very difficult. Here to talk about it, we're so pleased to be joined by our old friend Armando Salguero, longtime reporter and columnist for the Herald, who's now the senior NFL writer for Outkick.com. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Armando Salguero. Good morning, Armando. Good to talk to you.
Jimmy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Good, 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 good. What do you think of the schedule? What's your initial thought?
Well, my guess is you mentioned that December, and they've got those back-to-back games on the West Coast against the Chargers and the San Francisco 49ers. And my guess is that they would probably stay out on the West Coast in the week between those two games. That would make sense rather than flying home and then going back to California, days later.
Right.
So no. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, obviously, December has in the past not often been kind to the Dolphins. It was last year, but that is going to be the litmus test for this team.
Yeah, it sure is. And what about the team? I mean, you look at it and you say, boy, they've really improved this offense. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. The question is, can the defense be the same defense?
That is true. And one of the things that I think about is, look, for whatever you may have thought about Brian Flores as the head coach, the fact is that he was a very outstanding defensive coach.
Right.
And he got a lot of mileage out of his defenses, typically. Obviously Mike McDaniel, his mindset, his starting point is offense. And so maybe Mike McDaniel gets great improvement out of the offense, but I'm wondering if the defense will play to the heights that it has in the past few years. I think that's a significant question for this team.
I do too. Josh Boyer, though, there's the continuity there. First, they signed all of their potential free agents defensively. And two, I think Josh Boyer is a coordinator who probably will use what he learned under Flores to hopefully continue the same kind of that amoeba defense and that pressure. They seemed to play better when they did that, didn't they?
That's true. But, it's funny. So when coaches work in New England defensively,
yep,
everyone says, well, Bill Belichick is the guy that's really running the defense. And then those guys leave. I'm wondering how, in fact, Josh Boyer will do when the guy whose defense he was running has left. So it will also be a test of Josh Boyer this year.
Yeah.
Coordinator.
Right. Remember, Boyer was also a Patriot coach as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully he learned a thing or two under both Belichick and under Flores too. So hopefully. Armando, I hope I get to see you on the road this year or at home or wherever. It's always a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you. Thanks for taking time this morning for us.
I'll look forward to it.